And there it was, buried in a housekeeping amendment, part of Barry Council's unanimous December 11th approval of the city portion of its 2025 budget. That capital project N1564, Waterfront Multipurpose Youth Artificial Sports Field, page 79 of the capital plan, be deleted, it read. Just one more reminder of the substantial miscalculation by a majority of councillors who thought, or were persuaded, that putting a sports field near Barry's waterfront was a good idea. It was not, and the public backlash eventually convinced enough councillors of their wrong-headed direction. Residents held peaceful rallies in the Barry City Hall courtyard, against the field's location. There were silent protests in the council chamber's gallery. People even went to the proposed sports field site, carrying signs decrying the decision. May approval of the sports field location turned into October rejection, and a new plan. Now the sports field is headed to the old Fisher Auditorium land on Dunlop Street West, formerly Barry Central Collegiate property. The new Performing Arts Center, which had been rumored for the Fisher land, is heading to the Sea Cadets, Navy League site on Lakeshore Drive, near the Spirit Catcher, and the Young Sailors to an expansion of the General John Hayter South Shore Community Center, right on Kempenfelt Bay. And Cadet Parade Grounds will be part of the Dunlop West Field, which awaits an announcement by a large sports entertainment firm to sponsor or fund the pitch and or those who will play there. It's all very hush-hush, but we're told it's nothing but good news for Barry. Much of the new plans are just that. They still need to be designed, funded and built. Years away stuff. Granted, the deleted statement came from one of those council motions which need a translator. That capital project RP1188 Fleet Replacement Program, active, page 36 of the capital plan, be increased by $1.6 million in 2025, $2.4 million in 2026 and $2.5 million in 2027, with the entire $6.5 million to be funded from the Fleet Management Reserve. That capital project and 1,564 Waterfront Multipurpose Youth Artificial Sports Field, page 79 of the capital plan, be deleted with the identified funds being transferred to a new capital project entitled Downtown Barry Sports Field and Cadet Parading Grounds, to align with Motion 24G223 adopted by City Council on October 23, 2024. So it was a money matter, just a housekeeping item, but it shows how mighty plans have fallen, as the expression goes. The lesson is there are certain front burner issues for Barry residents, and protecting the waterfront against even perceived threats is one of them. That same lesson should have been learned when, in 2017, plans were afoot for a sports stadium, entertainment facility, again along Lakeshore Drive, again near or on the waterfront. The council of the day had the good sense to back away from those plans. The current council, to its credit, had the good sense to change its stance on the multipurpose artificial turf youth sports field. But not until councillors understood which way the winds of public opinion were blowing, and didn't want to get swept off the dock and into Kempenfelt Bay. The point is that if councillors don't know the hot-button issues in Barry, they had better learn them. That is, of course, if they don't want their big plans ending up as part of an 11th-hour budget amendment, squeezed in just before Christmas break. Bob Bruton covers City Council for Barry Today, an affiliate of Innisfil Today. The next lesson is that people don't like losing the land they have, even with the threat of Big Brother lurking, and are likely to cry foul.